KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's partly sunny and 46 degrees. We look for skies to be partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered light rain, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Expect strong winds beginning later this morning here across southwest Iowa. The National Weather Service says the winds will be spreading from western across southwestern portions of the state today. And they should be anywhere from 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 45. So if you're traveling in southwest Iowa, make sure your outdoor objects are secured at home, first of all, and then be sure that your high-profile vehicle is under control. Well, two people were arrested Monday night in Red Oak at around 7:10 p.m. 47-year-old Alex Edwin Sellen Jr. of Red Oak was arrested on a valid Montgomery County warrant for theft in the third degree. Sellen Jr. was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And at around 9:25 p.m., 23-year-old Mariah Nicole Moore of Des Moines was arrested in Red Oak for driving while barred. She was also being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A traffic stop at around 1:30 this morning in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a woman from Council Bluffs. 22-year-old Danielle Baker was taken into custody in the area of Highway 34 and Dogwood Avenue. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with driving while suspended. Baker's bond was set at $300. The Iowa Department of Public Health and Adair County Public Health yesterday identified two new cases of COVID-19 in Adair County. Officials say so far there was one case reported in March, and that person has since recovered. There are now two additional confirmed cases. Case counts are expected to increase, authorities say, as close contact investigations continue, along with increased testing across the state. Additional details concerning the two newest COVID-19 cases in Adair County were not provided, and the IDPH dashboard has not been updated to show the latest cases in that county as of last look. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Health and Audubon County Department of Public Health on Monday identified three additional COVID-19 cases in the county, bringing the Audubon County total positive cases to eight. The first new positive case is a child, ages 0 to 18. The second new positive case is an elderly adult, age 80 and up. And the third new case was a middle-aged adult, someone 41 to 60. Audubon County Public Health is conducting a contact tracing investigation for those cases to identify any close contacts who should monitor their health symptoms and then self-isolate. Pottawatomie County Public Health on Monday reported 10 new COVID-19 cases. The total of COVID-19 cases in Pottawatomie County is now 59. 25 individuals have recovered. 31 are self-isolating at home. One is hospitalized, and two have died. The 10 newest cases are all residents of Council Bluffs. The individuals were tested for COVID-19 between April 29th and May 2nd. Four of the cases are in persons 18 to 40 years of age, five are 41 to 60, and one is 61 to 80. Five of the individuals have pre-existing conditions. Four of the new cases had contact with an existing COVID-19 case, and six are the result of community spread. All 10 of the individuals are said to be self-isolating at home. Now, the Iowa Department of Public Health and the Iowa Department of Human Services, as well as the Iowa National Guard, are opening a temporary testing site today to test Pottawatomie County long-term care facility staff. Long-term care facilities are at higher risk of COVID-19 outbreaks than other community settings due to the nature of congregate living. In testing long-term care facility staff, IDPH is mitigating the spread of COVID-19 by identifying potential infected staff and anyone who may have been previously exposed and therefore developed antibodies. The testing site location is Mid-America Center, 1 Arena Way in Council Bluffs. The test site will take place, or test will take place, that is, from 10 a.m. today until 6 p.m. and Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tests are given by appointment only and are supported by the Long-Term Care Testing Strike Teams Initiative. The state is standing up to test nursing home staff. This is not a test Iowa site, and Pottawatomie County Public Health continues to conduct contact tracing investigations of each COVID-19 case. As part of the contract tracing is assessing the risk to the general public. In our funeral announcements, Jeanette Whitney, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Graveside services for Jeanette Whitney will be today at 2 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Clayton Ellingson, age 93, of Atlantic, died April 26th. An open visitation for Clayton Ellingson will be on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlie Sophia Falkenna, age 15, of Harlan, died Saturday at her home. A funeral service for Charlie Falkenna will be held at the AHSTW football field in Avoca on Wednesday at 2 o'clock with social distancing and seating observed. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Shirley Miller, age 97, of Marshalltown and formerly of Fontenelle, died Saturday. Public graveside services for Shirley Miller will be on Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Fontenelle Cemetery in Fontenelle. Due to COVID-19, social distancing will be practiced, and Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Frank Rose, age 82, of Carson, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A drive-through visitation for Frank Rose will be held Wednesday from 4 until 7 at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson, with the family standing outside to greet people as they come by. Guests must stay in their vehicles. Michael Rose, age 62, of Carson, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. And a drive-through visitation for Michael Rose will also be held Wednesday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson, with a family outside to greet passersby. Judy Kiger, age 70, of Audubon, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Judy Kiger will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Ernest Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died Sunday. A public visitation of the family and a funeral service for Ernest Henry Thompson will be held at a later date. Laura Jane Woodward Walkinshaw, age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Rehab Center. Private family graveside services for Jane Walkinshaw are planned at the Recon Funeral Home of Griswold, assisting the family. Owen Hansen, age 80, an Atlantic native, died Friday. Due to COVID-19, there will be no service for Owen Hansen. The family does, however, ask that you please think of good memories and remember him in prayer. Hamilton's on Westtown Parkway in West Des Moines is in charge of the arrangements. Hilary Brow, age 100, of Messina, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Hilary Brow are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Jean Arbaugh, age 79, of Anita and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. Services for Jean Arbaugh are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jason Julesgaard, age 56, of Galt, Iowa, and formerly of Kimbleton, died Saturday in Iowa City. Arrangements for Jason Julesgaard are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.